What do you have to lose by trying something new like Trump? What the hell do you have to lose? You have to lose. You have to lose.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
We ought to have a prayer called the goddamn prayer. God damn them to hell, please.
Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that.
But you know what? You don't impeach people when they're doing a good job.
Because we're going to go in there, we're going to impeach the motherfucker.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Friday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, barreling at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. If it isn't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7, or maybe you've gone and downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, or Stitcher, Spotify, or your favorite application.
Oh, yes.
Or always available at crabdiving.com.
It's going down the tubers.
We know. However, wherever, whenever you're receiving us, we appreciate the tap dancing or whatever kind of fuck you want to name about it.
Fuck how you want.
God bless the United States.
And an ominous, really an ominous.
Oh, yes.
That's how I'm opening the show.
Shush.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. Join us on our social media at Crab Diving, CRABDIVING. And hey, let's see what the fuck's going on this Faithless Friday.
Jeebus.
Let your atheism wave around a little bit more.
Ooh, okay.
Plenty to talk about. Thanks for buying stuff through our Amazon portal. We appreciate that. Every time you go to buy shit through Amazon or whatever.
Whatever.
We don't judge.
Depending.
We don't judge.
Yeah. Well,
whatever you buy, if you go to crabdiving.com/Amazon, we get a little commission. Doesn't cost you fuck all. Just helps us out here.
Yay.
With a little present from Jeff Bezos.
We get paid, baby.
Penetration of the vagina or rectum by any object.
Lava lamp?
Those don't get old. At least
lava
for me,
lamp?
The audience is probably like, please stop playing Clippert. Huh?
Lava lamp?
What do you mean? Penetration of an object?
Yes.
Yay.
Lori Baker says okay. Yay. Let's see what's going on this Friday, everyone, and join us again on social media. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. Thanks for tuning in. And dear Republicans and Christo Chwants, please let today's podcast be a giant fuck you to your face. No offense.
Don't give me any more pleasantries. I want war. The enemy's still going to come after those of us that are hard charging and leading the spiritual ignition of this rocket.
The spiritual ignition of this rocket.
So that means everything in that example is in the metaphorical sense.
Well, he frequently ventures into that literary genre.
So, like, what is the rocket? I mean, what?
I don't even want to think about it.
I have had it with these motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking plane.
You know, speaking of that. Somebody told me.
You're so angry you have to take your sock off.
I can't get comfortable in the studio sometimes. It starts out and it's too fucking cold. But then like 10 minutes in, I'm screaming and like, I don't know. I have to lose the socks.
Okay. Continue.
Snakes. Frequently.
Yes.
Hitch rides on cargo planes. And things like that. And they end up in places.
I don't know about frequently, but
where they shouldn't be.
Oh, in in like cargo of
yes,
like food products and shit, and yeah.
I've heard it is frequently. I don't have evidence, but I've heard that.
Okay.
And, you know, so that snakes on a plane thing is real. That's a real thing.
Well, yeah, I assume they could find some kind of a snake slithering around. I don't know. I mean, it would have to crawl up the guts of the plane stuff, but it could.
Yeah. And also on top of that, we got people in Florida that are just like, hey, fuck it. I'm going to have one as a pet.
Yeah.
And then what happens? It gets too big. And then what do?
Put it out in the yard and
you let it out
and set it free.
Have fun. Eat my friend's kids.
I saw a story last week. It was visual though, but it was a guy whose neighbors helped him recapture his pet snake.
Oh.
Because it's like an 18-foot something, and it had gotten out and was on his roof. Slithering
on the
around.
Roof.
Yeah, and he was out. It was him and his friends trying to wrangle this gigantic snake.
Oh yeah. Well, I'll tell you something. If I'm the neighbor of somebody that, oh, my 18-foot snake is loose. If you happen to see it, it's going to be tough for me to repair that fucking relationship with that neighbor. Because they're always going to be the person that let the monster into my yard or on top of my motherfucking house.
Well, it was his own house.
Wait, his neighbor.
His neighbors helped him remove the his neighbors were like, hey, there's a snake on your roof.
Where did it
and
come
he was
from?
Like, that's mine.
Oh, it was his snake.
Yeah.
And you made your friends help you.
Yeah, I don't know if he made them.
God.
I think they offered.
Why do you
Are
have
you kidding me? A bunch of dudes seeing a giant snake. They're going to be like, yeah, man. I'll help you take care of that. I'll climb up on that roof. Help you get it.
I'm glad we have a. Well, wait, we do. We can't have guns in it's Florida. I could have that if I wanted.
It's almost mandatory.
I mean, if there was a snake on the roof, I would want to do this, and I will act out something visual, and you will explain it to the audience.
Yeah. You know when Yosemite Sam comes in?
Yes. That's what I would do.
In either hand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the point of that.
Let's see what's going on in the headlines. Shockingly, I would think that might not be the main headline.
Yay.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From Crab Diving News Studios, deep within the crab diving bunker.
So goddamn deep.
Pensacola, Florida, Dateline, May the 3rd, 2019.
The year of our motherfucking God.
These are your headlines.
The wee wee.
Very foolish.
I'm not a freaking Russian, man. I want freedom.
Quite a patriot.
Oh, shit.
Over at the commie pinko liberal.
Effete.
Huffington. Well, now it's the Huff Post.
Oh, yes.
I believe Ariana got bought out.
Right.
No, it's, if somebody came to you and said, hey, I'm going to start a newspaper called the Huff Post, what would you think that's about? People walking around with silver spray paint around their nostrils and their face.
Oh, absolutely. I think that would sell.
The Huffing Post.
Right.
The headline, good news.
Bullshit.
In the Trumpian era, this is the sovereign state of Ohio.
Hey!
A panel of a federal judge, a federal court, I should say.
Yes.
Struck down Ohio's congressional map, ruling that the districts were so severely drawn to benefit, let's call them Republicans.
Oh, okay.
That they violated the U.S. Constitution.
God
damn! This gerrymander is so fucked that it actually makes one person, one vote not valid.
What? Well, I mean, we have the Electoral College.
Well,
so that does not matter, you know. And but has this been gerrymandered this way for a long time?
since 2010, when they before that, when the Koch brothers and the rest of the evil cabal decided to wisely start focusing on state legislatures and state because those are the ones that draw the districts.
So, like, what about all the elections that have happened since then?
Well, they're whittling away at it, but it's based on the census, so they do it every 10 years.
Yeah.
They redraw the districts. So we're battling to try to save a few states.
God.
From the 2020 census.
I mean, think about this. For 10 years, that means Ohio has had this same gerrymandering for...
Yeah, there
and was it influences Ohio the state, their elections. And
was Ohio the state where it's like if you take all the votes, it's 55-45 or something like that in favor of the Democrats, but their state legislature is so gerrymandered that it's 60% Republicans and 40% Democrats.
That's ridiculous. So what do we say about people that were elected with those districts drawn? What do we say about that? Unconstitutional?
Well, no, they're not going to mulligan it, but they're in the next election, they're going to have to figure out what the new districts are, and you're going to have to run in your new district if your new district still exists. You could be districted out,
yeah.
And you might have to slither over to some other district.
You know what's funny? It's like you learn this bit of information, and the way I look at it, for the last 10 years, the people of Ohio have been cheated. None of their elections haven't been fucking fair.
And Michigan and Texas.
And you know what? I don't know what you do about it. But if I lived in Ohio, I would demand my representatives try to do something to remedy it. What do you do to a group of people that have had their vote, their votes disenfranchised for 10 fucking years?
They sued and they won. And in most of these states, they have won. Where I think there needs to be a federal law if you can. Maybe I wonder if that's in the Constitution. That might have to be an amendment.
I mean, it's just crazy.
I'd have to read the Constitution again. But the I think it's the states draw the districts, but I think it should be laws in these states where it's a nonpartisan panel. In California, that's what it is. They kicked out. They took it away from the state house, and they gave it to a bunch of academics.
Yeah.
Here, figure it out.
Right.
Make it fair.
Well, what about the legislation those politicians passed when they were elected?
Well,
look at it. Maybe we
fucked,
should.
Yeah.
Well, no. I mean, why? Make a law that you have to go review all the bullshit this person that was unfairly elected passed. I don't know.
The panel has blocked Ohio lawmakers from using the map in any future elections, gives them until June 14th. So you got about a month and a week to come up with a new plan.
How is this? I'm sorry. I don't mean to disagree. How is this remotely good news? To me, this is it took 10 years for someone to finally do something about this gross injustice. And now.
But now someone has done something about a gross injustice.
It's May 3rd. And when do they have to have it done by?
Well, I'm sure they've been working on it.
Yeah.
They knew this was coming.
Yeah.
Republicans controlled the redistricting process in 2011 and drew lines that gave them a 12-4 electoral advantage.
God.
In the state's congressional delegation. So that's even more. They've maintained that advantage since.
So Ohio, for the past 10 years, have lived with elected representatives that they didn't really fucking elect.
Well, they did. Nothing's illegal. Yet. I guess they're not going to go back and undo.
Boy, I tell you, our government is lucky. Everyone in this country, for the most part, we're pretty calm. And it takes us a long time to riot.
The court said that the map in Ohio violated the 1st and 14th Amendments of the U.S. Constitution, as well as Article 1. Article 1 here's my answer to my question for myself earlier. Article 1 gives states the power to draw electoral lines, but it also says members of the U.S. House shall be chosen by the people. By gerrymandering, Ohio lawmakers blocked people from choosing their preferred member for the House.
Because,
again, let's say you've got a overwhelmingly Democratic neighborhood. Let's just say it's roughly shaped like a circle.
Yes.
Instead of having those people vote put into one district where there would be somebody representing their views and their beliefs and what they want from government.
Right.
The Republicans would put four or five districts around them and chop them up into four or five little pieces, therefore diluting the Democratic vote.
Wow.
And then the racist places they've done. See, that the argument that's going to the Supreme Court is it unconstitutional? And what these guys decided, yes, was political reasons.
Right.
Some states were calling them Texas. I believe one of the Carolinas north, maybe.
Yes.
Were found to, or Virginia, was it? That had blatantly racist gerrymandering.
Wow.
Jeez. But these cases are now saying that political gerrymandering is the same thing. That you're still trying to disenfranchise a block of people.
Think about that. 10 years worth of elections, people are disenfranchised in Ohio.
Well, yeah.
Wow.
And Georgia.
The whole fucking country.
A lot of them. Well, but there's also one of the states in the Supreme Court case it's the opposite for the Democrats.
Yeah.
I don't remember which one, but there's a state where it was done the opposite, where the Democrats took over and they chopped the hell up and people aren't getting their fair representation. And that's bullshit, too. That should be reversed.
Yeah. Hey, Republicans, let's just be clear. The only amendment you give a fuck about is the one about guns. That's the only thing you give a shit about.
The panel said, we are convinced by the evidence that this partisan gerrymander was intentional and effective and that no legitimate justification accounts for its extremity. Some of these, it's like Rorschach tests.
Oh, yeah.
Insane. These districts, they snake around and they literally chop up a block and have, well, that one's, there's a bunch of black people on that block. Let's put one and one half of it over on that side, put another half in this other district.
Boy, that's infuriating, man. That's crazy.
It says, performing our analysis district by district, we conclude that the 2012 map dilutes the votes of Democratic voters by packing and cracking them into districts that are so skewed towards one party that the electoral outcome is predetermined.
Okay. Okay, dickheads. Please, again, explain to me how both parties are equally corrupt. Really?
So we'll pack all... We'll somehow put all the Democrats on this side of a town.
Yes.
And we're going to have a strip of one street that cuts across town. Then it looks like a barbell on the other side. Because that's where the other Democrats vote, and they'll be in one big Democrat district.
God damn, man.
And then the rest of us will have, there'll be eight Republican districts that don't represent the actual population.
This government is not giving anything to the people that they want. They aren't. I'm sorry.
Well, yeah, one half's trying a little bit, but... Well, and the Republican side is trying. They're just lying to the people about what they want. You can't tell me these people here don't want a wall.
But
want immigrants.
But they're manipulating them. Well, they're manipulating them.
Right, with lies.
Yes. So we're just getting fucked. We're getting fucked.
Still.
God.
It says despite growing consensus, the Supreme Court still appears wary of allowing federal courts to evaluate electoral maps and to block them when they're too severely gerrymandered on partisan grounds. The North Carolina and Maryland is, I think, the case.
That statement that you just said is crazy. When they're too severely gerrymandered. Take out severely. Gerrymandered.
But the court... Yeah, is worried about because in the Constitution it says they're allowed to do it. They're allowed to do it. They write the districts. the North Carolina, Maryland cases are currently pending before SCOTUS during oral.
Ooh, yes.
In March.
Yay.
Oral arguments. The justices seem divided on whether there was a way to determine when redistricting crossed from politics as usual to unconstitutional gerrymandering.
Right.
Well, I think if the population is 50-50 and they carve it up in such a way that Republicans win 70-30 all the time, I think there is an issue there.
That's severely.
Yeah. They're set to rule. SCOTUS is set to rule in June on that one. So,
yeah, good luck. So good we'll see. Fucking luck, man.
Maybe we'll be rescued. Maybe Roberts has been way into these tiny little narrow rulings, like with the cake, the gay couple that wanted a cake, and the baker said, "No, my freedom.
Yeah,
my religion." As much as the right crows about that was a win, the Supreme Court specifically said it wasn't, and we're not touching that issue.
They
with
punted,
this ruling,
right?
And they said in this specific case that whatever that state board was that evaluated and punished this guy,
yes,
didn't have the authority to do it or something like that. It didn't really have anything to do with the ultimate issue of should a business be able to turn someone down because Jesus or not. They didn't touch that issue.
Right. Why are we dealing with this Trump monster and all this right wing nut job lunacy? Is it because there are moderates in our party that try to work with these dingbats and now we're stuck? Like this Joe Manchin and Doug Jones, they both voted to confirm this Barr. God.
Well, I think they're trying to paint the radical left and everything, but holy shit, I think it's a swing back to the middle because the Clinton era kind of brought in that neoliberal bullshit. We love corporations and we love capitalism.
Now look where we are.
But, you know, we can send some of the money to the people, too.
Yes.
And like you said, look where we are.
Look where we are.
Tough on crime.
Yeah.
That's what
racism.
Biden's going to have to answer for his. He had speeches like when Hillary called them super predators or something like that.
Yeah.
Super predators
right
on the street.
Racist. That's racist bullshit. And I honestly think it's crazy. I don't understand why. I mean, yeah, I'm going to vote for Joe Biden. I'm going to vote for anybody the Democrats put up. But to me, it's lunacy that party, that they want to go back to these fucking dinosaurs. I'm sorry, Joe. I like Joe Biden and everything. He's great. But do you really want to send a candidate out there that has to do what you just said, that has to explain how he behaved with this Anita Hill shit every fucking time?
Right.
There's better people out there. Elizabeth Warren's got all this shit she wrote down that's great. All this fucking shit that's planned out that she could say, this is how this is going to be implemented. And she's not ahead. That's nuts.
She's moving up, though. People that don't know politics and don't really follow the news are just finding out about her. They don't even know the Pocahontas shit.
People look at her like, hey, it's a woman. She's shrill.
So that's the headline over at the HuffPo.
Yay.
The I think good news.
Oh,
that
yes.
The federal court has said this is some bullshit. This is shenaniganry, and the lawsuit won.
I agree with you. It is good news in the sense that say someone's been in jail for 10 years, and then some evidence pops up and say, hey, you were wrongly in prison for 10 years. Now we're going to let you out.
Right.
The tragedy is that guy spent 10 years in jail.
Well, right.
You know, I mean, it is good that he's out.
But you can't hop in a time machine and then you can remedy it and learn from it and make sure it doesn't happen again.
Yeah. But I think in politics, we can't forget shit like that. And you know,
That's
we don't have to get over
it. We need to wave the flags from the highest yardarm and say these Republicans need to be defeated root and branch, as to use Mitch's. We need to pull them out root and branch.
And
they need to go from local all the way up to the White House. And then maybe some adult stuff will get done.
And I'll say this about holding a grudge. After Trump's gone, if he's impeached, not elected, not reelected, whatever, Republicans, I will make it my mission on this earth until I'm worm food to make sure no one ever fucking forgets that Donald fucking Trump. I will never forget that the Republicans did that to our country. Not one fucking second. Fuck them.
They're crowing about the jobs report over at the Drudge.
Yes.
Unemployment 49-year low, wage hits 27.77 an hour average. What does that include? Does that include like the CEO of Disney?
What's the,
I mean, when they
the
say
number?
Wages, what the average wage does that, what constitutes average wage?
27 something an hour.
Yeah.
I think that number doesn't matter one fucking bit. What does that say?
Well, that should be the minimum wage.
Yeah.
I think we've learned from a lot of the stuff that we've
27
studied
something
and,
an hour
and looked at. Yeah.
That's low. It should be 30 some 32.
Maybe. So the jobs report added a robust 263,000 new hires. Average hourly earnings held. The monthly gain was 0.2%, blah, blah, blah. Bringing the average to 27.77 an hour. The average work week. Oh, well, look at that. Dropped a tenth of an hour.
Okay.
So people are
slaving. A tenth of an hour?
Slaving a tenth of it. 6 minutes less a
week.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks, boy.
So that's good. But again, let's not kid ourselves.
No, somebody
it's a temp high from a big giant snort of tax cuts for corporations.
Right. And
we're going to pay the price pretty soon because I read something yesterday about, okay, the Dow is at a record and unemployment is at the lowest. Talk to the people and ask them if they're feeling it.
Oh, yeah. And to me, I would say, like, that number, that bullshit propaganda number you read from wherever, that $27 an hour or whatever that is, that figure can be shoved up somebody's asshole. Because think about all the people earning minimum wage. How many do you think that is? A fuck ton.
Well, too many.
So that number doesn't matter.
And let's not forget, there are states, you know, there are a lot of states that have raised the minimum wage. It's still ridiculously low. But there are states where you can still pay people seven something an hour, which is the federal minimum wage. It's crazy.
Right. So whoever put that fucking number out, that is trying to make us feel better about stuff that we shouldn't. That is bullshit. Right. That is a lie. 27, an average. You're right. That probably does include CEO pay. Somebody making $8 an hour. God, $27.
There you go. But there was another, an economist on telly this morning who said
hello,
something about that it's not that great because a part of this is that people left the workforce and aren't looking.
Yeah.
Or stopped looking.
Right. Or are working under the table.
You don't count them. Right, right. So I know a bunch of people that have a full-time-ish job making shit money and then have a second job that maybe cash.
Yes.
That they may not claim.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
just to fucking survive.
Of course. I mean, and also the $27, whatever that fucking, those numbers are, what about people living in a fucking tent?
Yeah.
In downtown LA, all these homeless people. Come on.
And a ridiculously high percentage of people who have to file bankruptcy and become economically fucked do so because of health care.
Right.
Because they have to go bankrupt because of health care.
Yeah.
Guess what wouldn't happen?
Well, if we had what?
We had universal health care.
Medicare for all. What's Joe saying about that?
Nobody would go. He's not for Medicare for all.
What the fuck?
I believe I saw. But we'll,
oh my God.
I'll have to look into that, but I think he's not exactly for Medicare for all.
See, what happens when somebody like Donald Trump isn't taken seriously in the fucking election? He gets elected, and then we, then us progressives just have to say, whoever wins, whoever gets our, the Democratic nomination, we're going to vote for him because the other guy's a fucking Nazi.
Well, not everyone's as progressive as we are.
Universal health care. Who doesn't fucking want that?
Well, that is becoming more and more popular.
God damn.
Rasmussen still has Trump at 50% approval.
Jesus fucking Christ.
I wonder if they still just call landlines.
Yeah. Yeah, really.
Grandma.
Jesus.
Great grandma.
Yeah.
Those are your headlines, everybody.
Right.
Also going on in the news, apparently.
Yes.
Trump got on his pink princess phone.
Okay.
And called Vladimir Putin.
Yay. What'd they talk about?
This is from the Washington Post. Trump said he spoke with Russian President Vladimir Putin by phone for more than an hour.
Oh, okay.
About topics that included the Mueller report.
Bam!
But he did not confront Putin about Russian interference in the 2016 election.
Oh, okay.
400 pages, well, 200 at least, showing Russian fuckery beyond measure in our goddamn election. And Trump is like, hey, Vlad, how about that Russian hoax thing?
Man, we need election reform in this country. I mean, goddamn, we're fucking it up ourselves enough. Now you're talking about Russia. You know.
Trump told reporters in the Oval Office that they devoted only a brief part of their conversation to what Trump characterized as the finding of no collusion. I sort of smiled when he said something to the effect that it started off as a mountain and ended up as a mouse.
Yes. Damn, I'm nervous a whole hour.
And that's a mixture of metaphors.
Oh, yeah. Oh, molehill.
Mountain to a mouse.
Right. What's the mixture then?
How do you start it off as a mountain, ended up as a mouse?
Yeah. I don't know what that means.
It would mean you would either say mountain ended up as a molehill, or started out as a mountain, or a lion ended up as a mouse.
Oh, okay, like okay.
I guess that's what I would say.
Well, that's weird.
When a reporter asked him whether he had confronted Putin on the Russian interference, Trump said, "We didn't discuss that."
You talked for an hour.
No, we didn't discuss that.
I love that our president, our elections are being fucked with by Russia. We know this, and he spoke with him for an hour. Couldn't find 5 minutes for that.
The Trump's comments came shortly after Sarah Sanders. And the funny thing is, at least on MSNBC.
Yes.
Frequently when they come back from a clip of Sarah Sanders, the first thing that one of the pundits says is, why should we believe a word she says?
Right.
Why should we believe her?
Why should we believe our president? 10,000.
When Sarah Sanders was asked about it before Trump talked about it, she says the Mueller thing was discussed very, very briefly. Look, it was discussed essentially in the context that it's over and there was no collusion, which I'm pretty sure both leaders were very well aware of before this call took place.
But what about Russia meddling in our elections outside of the collusion thing?
She said most of the conversation was devoted to other topics, including nuclear agreements, Trump's efforts to denuclearize North Korea,
yes,
trade, and the unrest in Venezuela. One thing I thought I saw, Trump said that Vlad told him, I'm not getting involved in Venezuela. I don't care what's going on in Venezuela.
Right. And Trump believed him.
But then a few days ago, Pompeo told us,
yes,
that the Russians prevented Maduro from leaving. Said, don't go, don't leave. We got you. Don't worry about it. Don't leave.
Right.
Don't go to Cuba.
But then we say something to them about leaving too?
They had sent a couple of hundred specialists.
Oh, okay.
And
right.
Diplomatic aides.
Yes. With
probably big guns.
Right.
To go help out.
Right.
And we, I guess, sent them a strongly worded email about it or something.
For Maduro to not leave.
Well, this has got to drive somebody like Bolton crazy, because I think Bolton hates Putin and
yeah.
hates the Russians.
Right.
And Bolton, in his insanity, at least has an idea of the threat that Putin is. So Trump just prostate tickling Putin at every chance.
Ooh, yes.
Has got to drive him bonkers.
Right. But why would he take the job then? Why would John Bolton take that job?
Well, he probably told them he could blow up
places. Yeah. Iran.
Yeah. Go get Iran. Go get Kim, but not too much because I like him.
Yes. Who? Which one? We want, Guaido, right? That's the opposition?
Yeah.
We want Guaido.
Well,
correct?
Trump wants Guaido, yeah.
Oh. Which one is the shittiest? Are they both shitty?
Well, they're both, I don't know. Frankly, I don't know that much about it. But I just know we're sticking the American schlong probably where it doesn't belong.
Right.
But
they've got oil there,
and you
right?
can't tell me it's about helping the
it's
people.
It's oil,
well,
right?
Exactly. That's the thing. You can't tell me it's about helping the people. If that were the case, we would have bombed Rwanda.
Yes.
During the genocide that was going on
right.
there.
We would have given a shit.
Trump speaking to Uncle Nipples.
Yay.
Great.
Oh, I mean, did he speak to him, or does Putin just say, hey, listen, idiot, here's your marching orders?
Well, I want to know if there's a, where's the readout? Where's the transcript? Do we have a transcript? Who was in the room with him?
Yeah, don't we get to know what was said on that fucking phone call?
This is not the Trump era.
Shit.
What
is the Trump era?
Hmm?
You said it's not the Trump era.
Not in the Trump era.
Not in the Trump era. Sorry.
Not in.
I was like, oh, shit, he resigned. Great.
No such luck.
Yes.
He's trying to kick the can to 2020.
Oh, yes.
Hope he gets reelected. And hopes he can cheat his way to getting
right.
the house back.
Biden doesn't want Medicare for all. That's crazy.
I think maybe not.
God damn.
Don't quote me.
Yeah.
But I thought I saw something yesterday where it said he didn't. He's not that much into it.
Oh, okay.
Yesterday we did the story. I know you guys felt the tingling.
Yes.
Of the National Day of Prayer yesterday.
Ooh, I didn't pray once. Not once.
Jamie Raskin, who is a representative, he's been on TV a bunch recently.
Yes.
He has introduced House Resolution 344 designating today.
Okay.
That would have been yesterday.
Right.
As a national day of reason.
Right. Okay.
He's the co-chair of the Free Thought Caucus.
Oh, shit.
So there are some stealthy atheists in Congress.
That's nice. Wait, don't be so stealthy.
The goal is to recognize, quote, the importance of reason, critical thought, scientific method, free inquiry to resolving social problems and promoting the welfare of humankind.
Damn.
Can you imagine Republicans were voting against that?
I wonder how the vote went. Oh, no, they voted against this. Humankind. You got to put white in front of that.
And it also said scientific method. They don't want any of that. How dare you?
Ah, fuck you with that, please.
You climate cucks.
Hey, man.
Global conspiracy.
Right. God, this fucking oil, man. Mm-hmm. This fucking oil. I'm just thinking about it. It's crazy. That's why we're in Venezuela.
Sure.
Shit.
Sure, sure. It's too much money to be made.
And a bunch of climate change liars are selling us all this fucking oil, right?
Yep.
They're, you know, lying about the environmental impact oil has.
And actively sending billions of dollars out of disinformation, misinformation, hiring scientists that'll skew things their way.
God, I mean...
lobbying groups.
Yes.
And donations to politicians, right, right. Who will then dance around their dicks like a maypole.
That's a crazy image. That really is garbage, man. What the fuck? And then think about, like, petroleum, you use petroleum to make plastic, right?
Yes.
Great. Got that big plastic pile in the middle of the fucking ocean. Tiny little particles of plastic in all these, in all our seafood.
So, thanks to Representative Jamie Raskin from Maryland, Democrat, yes. Who wanted to also recognize a day of reason.
Hey, Jamie, just get real. Call it the anti-day of prayer. I like that.
He might not get a lot of Democratic votes on that one.
Shit, you got mine.
God, gas prices are skyrocketing in California.
Oh shit.
Nearing $5, it says.
Right.
Great.
Serves them right for all those fake voters.
Exactly.
Boo.
And your sanctuary cities.
Oh God. That law in Florida. Banning the existence of sanctuary cities. So now that says your local law enforcement has to work with these jackbooted thugs at ICE, right?
Yeah. Holy shit. Scrolling down from the Drudge Report.
Yes.
There is, well, right beneath the story, there's a big cross, and the headline says Christian persecution near genocide levels.
Okay. Where's this?
I will open that one, but that's not the one that is amazing on the Drudge Report. The one below it is amazing.
Below me.
It's the picture of the Tiki Torch Nazis marching, yes, in Charlottesville.
This is the other side.
And chanting, "Jews will not replace us."
Right.
And the headline says, "Siren call of Fourth Reich spreading, warns Nazi Germany expert." This is on the Drudge Report.
What does that mean?
That the Nazis, Nazism type shit is resurging.
Shit. In our country.
In his book, historian Gavriel Rosenfeld wrote, "The Fourth Reich, the specter of Nazism from World War II to the present."
Yes.
He says, "Not since the demise of Nazi Germany have fears and ambitions of a so-called Fourth Reich reached their current level of intensity."
Oh, shit. That's bad news.
And they're not going to pop up, apparently, in Germany.
Yes.
Take a guess where they're going to pop up.
Oh, here in Florida, in the South, in this fucking country. We got a president that emboldens them, that makes these Nazi fucks feel better about their whacked out ideas and shit.
He says, "The Fourth Reich is currently experiencing a new phase of normalization."
Yay!
"Thanks to the tumultuous political upheaval throughout the Western world, the concept is becoming increasingly universalized. The election of Donald Trump."
Oh, God.
"The many unending conflicts in the Middle East and the continuing crisis of the European Union have made the prospect of a future Reich highly relevant."
God, hey, and listen, Nazi fucks. You can thank the American media and all the dipshits for getting this guy elected and not taking this Nazi fuck seriously. You can thank them. We took him seriously on this podcast.
So there you go. That's the headline there. The siren call of a Fourth Reich apparently spreading.
I guess we can never be casual about this racism. You can't be casual about it. People are cavalier. They're like, "Hey, America's not so racist." That's white people saying that.
But it seems like he says you got to just call these people out, though. The only way to mute the siren call of the Fourth Reich is to know its full history, although it is increasingly difficult in our present-day world of fake facts.
Right.
And deliberate disinformation to forge a consensus about historical truth. We have no alternative but to pursue it. You know, there's still Holocaust deniers.
Oh, yeah.
Slithering around out there.
But, you know, that's... See, that's why it's important to call people what they are. Donald Trump is a fucking Nazi fascist fucknut. People need to voice that.
Well, yes.
And like when he says, like we hear this on the news all the time. He said misinformation. He manipulated the truth. A lot of times they won't say he fucking lied.
All right.
Trump is a fucking idiot.
Yes.
Trump is a fucking idiot.
Lindsey Graham is in studio today.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. Tweet us during the show at crabdiving, C-R-A-B-D-I-V-I-N-G, or anytime.
Yes.
Join us on our Facebook page.
Right.
Just thanks for sharing us and downloading us and shit like that.
And thank you for telling your friends about this podcast, and thanks for listening.
Also, I've got a story. So, Florida, another example of just what fucking assholes Republicans are. I'm just going to put it that way.
Sounds
this is
good.
Another example of one of these referendums that have passed in a fucking red state where the goddamn anti-democracy Republicans have said in the legislature have said, well, we've decided we don't like that referendum that the people want. So we're just going to chop it up into a bunch of little pieces, get rid of it, vote it away altogether, all kinds of shit. They've been taken to court and lost in cases.
Right, right.
Here in Florida, they did it to medical marijuana.
Oh, yeah.
Where they were pissed that the commie hippie pinkos of Florida voted to have medical marijuana. And then they decided, well, no, we're going to come in and make it so you can only have vaporize and you can only be like literally have your spleen hanging out of your belly button. Filled with cancer.
That's
the only thing that would qualify you for medical marijuana.
Right, right.
And us decide.
Yes, because our cops need to make more money arresting and incarcerating motherfuckers
for
it.
How are we going to lock up those black people?
No, I don't know.
And pay for that police Corvette.
You know what? Why do these cops in Florida at least drive these fucking Mustangs?
They've got to chase the bad guys, Ryan.
Oh, fuck off, you motherfuckers. If I was in charge, it'd be on Vespas. Shit.
Vespas.
Yeah.
How is
weed not just legalized? Because we have booze.
Right.
We have fucking booze, and I see what drunk people are capable of.
Rich people. Specifically, Randolph Hearst.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Back in the day. Because hemp grows crazy quickly.
Yes.
You can make paper out of hemp. You can make clothes out of hemp. The textile industry was terrified. Cotton industry was terrified.
Right.
Specifically, Randolph Hearst didn't like it because he owned all the land. He owned all the trees. He owned all the mills. He owned everything from tree to newspaper.
Damn.
In his process. And if you were to suddenly take away his paper, and some hippie comes along, decides I can make a renewable hemp. it grows like crazy. You're not destroying forests.
Well, we'll just make newspaper. We'll make that illegal.
There you go. Well, if you smoke that shit, you get a little buzz off it. So it's the demon weed. Reefer Madness. It's crazy.
When pot is legalized in Florida, they better expunge arrest records. They better do that shit.
He was the Rupert Murdoch of his time because he owned all the media. So he was able to tell everybody, look at the demon. Look, you know, black people smoke marijuana. You know, black musicians and black people smoke marijuana.
Right.
It's the demon weed. And he successfully turned marijuana into the great pariah it is.
God damn.
I don't know. I've worked in the, I was a bartender for years, and I've been around marijuana myself on occasion. I'd rather hang around with stoners than drugs.
Of course. I deal with drunk people regularly. They're assholes, for the most part.
And, you know, excessive anything, probably not great, but,
well,
but the health effects of excessive alcohol far outweigh any negative health effects of marijuana.
Yeah, you're not going to OD on marijuana. You're not going to smoke.
You can't OD on marijuana.
Yeah, you're not going to smoke your liver into a stone.
Well, another example of Republicans saying, fuck you, democracy. Boo. We passed a law here in Florida. Well, I voted for it.
Yeah.
To say that felons, once they're released from prison.
Oh, they can vote.
Should be able to vote again.
Okay.
Ooh, you know, there's some black people there.
Yeah.
And there's some people who probably are not real thrilled with the criminal justice system. So they're going to vote Democrat, probably. Yes. We can't have that.
And we don't give a fuck what the people want. They voted for it, but we don't give a fuck.
So Florida Republicans have now approved a measure that would allow people convicted of felonies to vote only if they repay all their financial obligations or if a judge or a victim waives the debt.
Oh, my God. That's so that no, you have to pay to vote. You have to pay to fucking vote. That's
where,
bullshit.
That's where I don't know if it's how it's going to fly, how it's not going to be construed as a poll tax. But it passed, of course, the Florida Senate on Thursday and House on Friday, this morning.
So, and our fucking piece of shit governor will definitely sign that.
Oh, God, he's...
God damn!
He's got asked for double tissues.
That is our government telling the people of Florida to suck their dick.
Especially the Democratic and the brown people.
Right. Hey, Republicans, I have a question. We all voted for this. We want it.
I don't care.
But now you're going to let your leaders take it from you. I mean, really?
And that term drives me crazy too. That they consider themselves and that we call them leaders. They're not leaders.
No.
Nor should they be. They're
servants.
They're
public servants.
They're representatives. So when one of them even refers to themselves as a leader, that makes me a little crazy.
No, they're fucked up.
The governor's office will now receive, Governor Ron DeRacist will now receive this bill. Voters here last year overwhelmingly approved a constitutional amendment. That was a fucking constitutional amendment.
So that includes probably other Republicans voted for that.
Yes. It was a bipartisan bill, a bipartisan effort.
So my question is, Republican voters that maybe voted for DeRacist, why are you going to be his little bitch and just let him take that from you?
Because the Democrats are coming for my guns.
No. Oh, well, yeah. Okay, great.
And want open borders.
God.
Voters in the state said that they repealed the state's lifetime ban on voting for people convicted of felonies. And the constitutional amendment says that once they've completed all terms of their sentence, including parole and probation.
That's not what that referendum said, though, right?
That's what the referendum said.
Okay.
It could affect an estimated 1.4 million people. That's a lot of fucking people.
And they ain't voting Republican. Sorry.
And civil rights groups are now saying that Republicans are trying to limit the impact and effectively impose a poll tax on people who want to vote against. So this is, Once Ron DeRacist signs it, it's going to be
the ACLU is coming, right?
Oh, yeah.
Good.
Republicans are saying that completing one sentence means paying restitution, fines, and fees ordered by a judge.
No, you motherfuckers. You assholes.
It would allow someone to vote if a judge converts their financial obligation to community service hours, which are then completed.
And then you got to go work for your vote.
a judge, or the person or entity to whom the obligation is owed could also waive it entirely and say, don't worry about it. Let them vote.
Good God.
And before that, I mean, we talked about this one time about the ridiculous process that it used to be to try to get. Remember, it was literally Rick Scott himself sitting at a desk.
Yeah.
And people would come before him and say, you know, I've done this. I'm a pillar of the community now. I'm blah, 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 blah. And he would look at him and he would say, oh, you're black. No, denied.
Well, wait, I think I saw a segment on that. What's the show on HBO? The new show with the British dude?
John Oliver?
Yes, he did a thing on that. And there's actually
Last Week Tonight.
Yeah, there's actually footage of Rick Scott in one of these meetings making a decision. And it's gross as fuck.
Yeah, and it seems just pretty arbitrary.
Hey, Rick, what about all the Medicare fraud, buddy? What about the bullshit MRIs you charged the government for?
He's proud of that.
How is he not a felon?
Look at all the gazillions of dollars he made for a lot of white people.
So some guy that's got a little bit of drugs in his pocket, whatever, he's deemed a felon. But Rick fucking Scott.
Is he black?
Oh, there you go. God, these guys that commit these white collar crimes get off so fucking easy. And you could even argue that their crime has a greater impact on society.
And now they're saying it's going to be crazy. It's going to be a logistical nightmare because now the court's going to have to figure out fines, fees, waiving it, partial waves, all this crap.
Stupid. Nobody thought about this fucking law. It's just reactionary.
A former Miami-Dade circuit judge said, if you have potentially 1.5 million people looking to change their sentence, is that going to create such a backlog that each court would have to designate a judge just to hear applications on waivers?
Oh, my God. Republicans don't want people to vote, period.
Right.
They don't.
The ACLU is on top of it.
You know, that's like every story we've done today, though. It could almost everything we've talked about could be boiled down into Republicans don't want people to vote.
Because increasingly, the people don't want their shit.
Yeah.
And they know it. So instead of saying, well, maybe we should change our platforms and start to give the people what they want, they say, fuck you. We want a strong daddy that's going to force you. We want more police, more law and order.
You see,
and we want to force you.
Hey, moderate Democrats, do you see why it's crazy that you negotiate with the other side, that you even deal with those motherfuckers? It's impossible. You can't work with people like that.
A state senator, let's shame him, Jeff Brandes, Republican, who's pushing the bill, defended it. I think we're constitutionally bound to include all terms of sentence.
No, you're constitutionally bound that people get to vote, dickhead.
Right. So we'll see. We shall see.
Well, I mean, it's going to pass, right? I mean, and then it's going to be a big fucking mess. I'm just trying to understand. They don't care that it's going to be a mess, right? In fact, they want it to be a mess for a felon to vote because then they're less likely to vote.
Yes. Desmond Mead, who led the group that organized the push for the amendment.
Yes.
Is asking for DeSantis to veto it.
I'm sorry. Probably.
He said, while today was disappointing, we have not lost sight of the fact that Amendment 4 is law. It removed a 150-year lifetime ban on voting. We are proud of the thousands of returning citizens from all over the state and legislators from both parties who worked to improve the legislation, but we're not there. We call on the governor to side with the 1.4 million returning citizens
and
insist for better legislation.
And they voted for it, and they should have it.
The League of Women Voters president, Patricia Brigham. Said the legislation is morally wrong, limiting voting to those who have large bank accounts.
Yeah.
To pay financial obligations will have unequal treatment based on personal economic wealth is unfair to citizens of all races.
Yeah, well, that's the whole Justice
so
Department.
So the rich guys commit a felony, defraud gazillions of people, get a little slap on the wrist, do 6 months in a country club prison.
Write a check.
Then they can write a check and they're done. They're back to voting.
They can vote.
Again, somebody caught with a couple of cartridges of weed that exceeds the misdemeanor limit.
Right. No, it's one cartridge. In Florida, those oil cartridges are felonies.
Well, there you go.
Because it's
condensed.
It's processed.
Concentrated.
No, there's I forget what it is, but yeah, whatever. It's a felony.
I still wonder in Texas, you know, we talked about that before. In Texas, if you make brownies, they charge you with the brownie weight and not the marijuana weight that's in the brownies. So you could put a tenth of an ounce. I mean, they're not going to be great brownies, but you could put a tenth of an ounce of marijuana in a batch of brownies, a pound of brownies, and you get pulled over and they'll arrest you for a pound of pot.
So stupid. It's so fucking dumb. And like we were just talking about, it's crazy that drugs just aren't legalized because we have we have alcohol. And you know, listen.
Treat them like the health crisis. If people have a problem with the drugs, then it's a health crisis.
Yeah.
Then it's a mental health and physical health issue.
Right. Or just get off people's dick about it. God damn. Well, we're on drugs. It's a big problem, fucking mess.
Yeah, but I mean.
The problem.
If someone has a problem with drugs, then it needs to be addressed. All these opioid addicts don't want to be left alone with their addiction.
No, not at all. Did you see that pharmacy?
And that's the kind of shit that you need medical help to get off of.
Yeah.
Like alcohol.
Big pharma floods our country with opioids. And then what does our government do as a reaction to that? One loose pill felony. Fuck you. I mean, God.
But then meanwhile, the country club addicts can get their golfing buddy to write them a script.
Yeah.
And therefore no longer legal. They could have 1,000 pills in their car and they've got a prescription for it because they're rich and they can buy one.
You know what's fucked up, dude? I got a friend who's got a real problem with his hip. And you can see when he walks, he's in just tremendous pain. And he went to the doctor. And when you go to the doctor, they tell you right up front, we can't give you any pain meds. The guy's like, fuck, it hurts to walk. And they said, take a leave.
Nice.
I mean, you know, it is crazy. So now no pain meds. Now nobody gets pain meds because the pharmaceutical industry fucked us.
Yeah, capitalist abuse. Capitalism, toxic crazy, capitalism. Man. So that's the Florida story.
Yay.
But it's, you know, pick a Republican state. And find a referendum that that benefits the people, and the Republican legislatures will inevitably try to destroy it or whittle it down.
This is how I understand Florida right now. They don't want you to vote. They want kids to get shot at school, apparently.
Sure.
I mean, so what are you doing for us, government? I mean, you're really harming us.
Well, yeah, and I'm sure Ron DeSantis is way on top of climate change.
Oh, yeah.
And all the Republicans.
We
were so close to having an adult governor.
Yeah. When does the clock start on how many accidents we're going to have with teachers with guns in the classroom? Because when that gets, because that's passed both.
Well,
it's going to get
signed. Student resource officer.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Just dropped his gun, right?
Yeah. And paid administrative leave for that fucking guy. I don't know. I mean, I'm just saying he didn't drop his gun. It went off and shot into a wall or some shit. What the fuck really happened?
Well, yeah.
I mean, that sounds like bullshit to me.
Reminds me of this story that I pulled.
Yes.
This is Lincoln, Nebraska.
Fuck you.
I believe my warrant is
Oh, your speeding ticket.
Past the statute of limitations.
Congratulations. You're a free man. You can drive into Nebraska.
It was reckless driving. And a couple of other.
What else?
He was a fucking dick, too.
Oh, wow. A cop was an asshole?
He was a real fucking dick. Oh. Unnecessary.
Breaking news.
It was.
Yes.
It was perfectly clear, like 70 degrees. It was night. There was nothing going on. And they had this bullshit where they put up a construction sign.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Then 100 miles later, they say end construction.
Oh.
And you don't see one shovel.
There's nothing.
The entire way. But and the entire, I'm not kidding you, it was that time of year.
Yes.
Where the entire, first of all, Nebraska is like a board.
It's flat.
It's very flat.
Yes.
And a lot of wheat, a lot of corn. And apparently it was fertilizing season.
Oh, it smelled like
it
shit.
It literally smelled like cow shit. So, yeah,
perfect.
I was speeding. I was going really fucking fast.
You wanted to get through there.
And it may have been designated as a construction zone, which is just a revenue generator for them.
Listen, our police,
double the ticket.
Our cops, these highway patrolmen, they're fucking road pirates. They look, they see people on the street or whatever. They're like, oh, rolling stop. What can I get out of this car? It's time to get paid,
which
baby.
Is why I think one of the ways to repair the relationship between the po-po and the peepo is get rid of the traffic infraction enforcement of cops. Get rid of that.
Why should I have to talk to a guy with a gun when there's a rolling stop?
And it's why? And they're civil. They're not crimes. They're civil infractions.
Right, right.
Rolling stop ain't a crime.
A rolling stop, I don't give a fuck. Oh, I smell marijuana coming from the fucking car.
All right, keep your window less than 2 inches.
I mean, you know, I know it's voting. I know voting is the issue with our country. But this law enforcement.
Well, that's one of the things to do is get rid of the emergency. The way the system is set up, that they have to generate their own revenue.
Yeah.
Which is bullshit.
But then they would be like, well, how do we pay for our police force?
Well, then exactly. Then we got I got an idea. Let's raise some taxes a little bit so that you don't have to shake down the public to pay gas for your cruisers. And guess what? You really don't need
that. You don't need an SUV.
You don't need the Hummer with the 50 cal mounted on the top.
You don't need an 8-cylinder fucking Mustang.
You don't need a helicopter.
And we don't need so many of you.
Yeah.
We don't you need don't, so many fucking cops.
Well, we may in some areas, but...
Fuck
but,
that. Well,
but
maybe.
There just needs to be just a paradigm shift and you know, teach de-escalation instead of... I saw a story...
We're being dicks.
I thought I pulled the story maybe, but I don't remember. I don't have my spreadsheet here. But it was a cop said who recently went through the academy I think it was Texas, went through some police academy in Texas,
yes.
Said, we're taught, it's like war. It's like war training now.
Oh, it's like a threat that you see everybody as a threat.
Yeah, you're not taught to de-escalate situations. You're taught how to run through an urban jungle of bullets flying and brown people out to stab and kill you.
We aren't threats.
What they're teaching people.
We're your fucking boss. You serve the people. That's what serve and fucking protect. And
but the Supreme Court said they don't have to.
Oh, yeah.
You remember that?
No.
There was a cop, something was going on and a cop didn't intervene, didn't save someone or whatever. And the Supreme
Somebody got
Court
hurt?
Was like, well, they don't have to.
No, that's nice.
And they can also lie. There was another.
They can lie to get you to admit.
They can utterly lie to you.
Yeah. See,
to
the
get
cops.
You to admit to get. But it's a fine line between. That's why. I said there was another Supreme Court decision that said, because of this bullshit, I smell marijuana.
Yes.
If you're brown or if I don't like your attitude.
Right.
Therefore, I smell marijuana. The window, you don't have to roll down your window all the way when you're pulled over. You just have to roll it down enough to communicate and to maybe pass through the thing he has you sign for your ticket.
Yeah.
So like 2 inches. And now you're going to get a fight. You got to be ready for this.
Right.
Because things may not go well if you get in a real asshole. More of a usual asshole cop.
Yeah, because they're skilled at making you do things that you right. really don't have to do legally. That's what they're good at
and
doing.
But you don't have to. The court ruled that there was like more than you have to be roll it down more than 2 inches for them to reasonably be able to smell anything coming out of your car.
But the thing is, they just say they smell whatever they smell.
Well, right.
That's the problem with the body cams. It's not smell-o-vision.
Well, right. And then, you know, you should always request a supervisor. And then those kind of, I mean, you're going to be there a while.
Yeah.
And things, again, may not go your way.
And they will escalate, of course.
They might. They don't always. But it may escalate things a little bit.
They intimidate you.
Because they don't like... They don't like having their authority.
No, because they're trying to get paid, man. They're like, I want to toss this car to see what I can fucking get you on.
I don't know how we got down police lane here. But this is out of Omaha, Nebraska. Oh, yes. That's how I mentioned my warrant at one point.
Oh, yeah, you went through that. And I'll say this about the Pensacola cops in this area. There's too many police. I see so many fucking cops all the time. What are you doing? You know what the cops should do after the end of the day? I want write a list down. This is what my boss wants me to do. What did you do today?
Well, they do. They have reports.
I sat in my car.
That's why
jacked
they try
off.
To get your name when they when they don't have legal reason to. A man walking in Lincoln, Nebraska.
Boo.
This week was dropped a .22 caliber handgun. That discharged and shot himself right in the dick.
Why did he have this gun?
Officers went to the hospital after getting a report of a man with a gunshot wound.
Yes.
They talked to the 32-year-old man, witnesses, and received conflicting accounts about what occurred.
Okay.
They learned that he was walking near 14th and Adams in Lincoln, Nebraska when he dropped his gun.
Why did he have a gun on him?
He's not considered, it's not life threatening. He's listed in fair condition.
Fair. Listen,
cited on suspicion of possession of a deadly weapon by a prohibited person. So he maybe was not supposed to have a gun.
Wow.
And a discharge of a weapon in the city.
If I'm in the hospital and I get shot in the dick and my condition is described as fair, I'm going to have some words with someone.
Well, have some words with yourself for dropping your 22.
Shit.
Good thing it was a 22. Imagine if it had been a bigger caliber.
So this idiot wasn't supposed to have this gun.
I believe not.
You fucking moron. I mean, on some level, I don't wish anybody to get shot in the fucking dick, but at least it was your own person, not some child. Thank you.
You know that study that I mentioned earlier from Drudge Report that said Christian persecution is at near record levels?
Oh, yes.
It's basically put out by a right-wing nut job in Britain.
Hello?
Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt.
Oh!
Wonder if he has a brother, Mike.
Ha ha ha. What movie is that from?
What?
Mike Hunt.
I don't remember. It's always just been a pretty juvenile joke.
Yeah,
I remember if it being a movie.
It's from an 80s movie.
The review was led by the Bishop of Truro.
Hello.
The Right Reverend Philip Mountstephen.
Mountstephen
estimated that 1 in 3 people suffer from religious persecution, and Christians are the most persecuted religious group.
Is this some British dude?
He feels political correctness plays a part in the issue.
Oh, my God.
In other words, Christians say something horrific like, I don't believe gay people should have the right to vote.
Right, and you get mad.
Then we should kick out the Muslims.
The problem with religion is that it's homophobic, sometimes racist, and then you like to rape kids.
Certain.
Yes.
It says the main impact of genocidal acts against Christians is Exodus, and the Christians faced being wiped out from parts of the Middle East.
Yeah.
They point to the Christians in Palestine.
Okay.
Which represent less than 1.5% of the population, while in Iraq, there are less than 120,000
okay
Christians.
I mean, are we concerned about the Christians? I mean, God, I don't wish ill will upon anyone, well, and I hope everybody's okay.
And
but
is it also, is the attrition from people being persecuted and fleeing, or just less people believing in their bullshit?
Yeah.
Like, fewer people worldwide are identifying.
Yeah, yeah. It's non-religious.
Right, or more and more. And in fact, that's another story. I mean, it is Faithless Friday, everybody.
It's not persecution. People just aren't buying what you're fucking selling, and you're losing money, you little bitch.
There is a study out.
Yes.
That the headline, this is from the Raw story, actually.
Ooh.
Trump evangelicals face a growing number of hidden atheists.
What?
That Trump's, you know, one of Trump's solid base was the evangelicals, I call them. The evangelicals.
Oh, I like that.
Who voted in high numbers for Trump. 80% of evangelical voters voted Trump.
Oh, I hate your Jesus. It's ridiculous.
Which is the most that they have voted for a Republican presidential candidate since GHW.
God.
2004.
Dear Lord, if you're listening to this podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, also on crabdiving.com, why would you let so many of your flock vote for this goddamn Nazi fuck? What is your problem?
Because they've been fear-mongering from the pulpit to make sure the dough keeps flowing in.
Everybody wants to get paid. Good God.
Now I'm going to pray in tongues for a moment. Somaka sidi dalamoku. Mandekishiti kolora bashata.
Stop believing in this bullshit, please. Please.
It's much better when the Holy Spirit has a little music behind it.
Listen, that somebody believes in Chateau, 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 Chateau. That's disturbing.
I can't wrap one brain cell around it. I would really like to ask every person in that audience, you don't really, really believe this, do you? You believe he's being taken over by some supernatural entity that makes him babble like a fool?
If it's not that, is it based on some sick fucking desire to want to fit in with something?
Well, yeah.
Are they afraid they're going to hell?
Because there are, I hate the term, but atheist churches that are popping up. But
yeah.
They're basically...
Are they bars?
Where people get together and do... religious-y shit. They sing and they have speakers and they talk about good things and it's like a have you ever been to a Unitarian service? It's kind of like that,
right?
Without any of the God stuff.
Oh, that's so
but
nice.
It's just a sense of community and they have music and stuff like that.
That's nice.
I guess people like to sing and be in choirs,
right?
And shit.
Right. Oh yeah, yeah.
And sadly, you know, a lot of the good old music is religious, it's very religious,
right? Because back then,
a lot of great spirituals, a lot of great gospel,
yeah,
it's good music,
right?
It's just,
you know,
aimed in a strange direction,
yeah, yeah, a creepy direction.
White evangelicals, according to a 2014 survey, are the religious group that most identifies with the Republican Party.
Yay.
As a group, it says white evangelicals, this is in 2014.
Okay.
Remember, and they've plummeted since then.
Right.
But then they said white evangelicals made up about 1/5 of all registered voters.
Oh, shit.
And a third of all voters who identify as GOP at that time. Now, we've also talked about studies that have shown that fewer and fewer and fewer people are both identifying as Christian or Republican. There are fewer people are saying they're Republicans too.
Right.
So it's just
that's good
hemorrhaging on all sides.
Yes.
They say it's no surprise Trump quickly moved with an executive order to try to relax restrictions on political activities of tax-exempt churches
God.
In an effort to strengthen the role of religion for his own gain.
Yeah, because he needs the dummies to come out and vote for him, right?
Yes. But there was a new study done that shows that there may be a lot more stealthy atheists out there because of the social stigma. Still, it's like people identifying as LGBTQ in the 80s.
Yeah.
You know, they would be like, well, it's 1% of the population. Nobody's admitting that. Nobody wants to admit it because of the social persecution.
Well,
listen. And criminal persecution in some cases.
Yeah, yeah. Well, atheists.
And this is the same with atheists now, is that you mentioned it yesterday. We've gone now above pedophiles on the most loathed group in America. But it wasn't the case that long ago.
Yeah. And really, don't be ashamed. Fuck it.
Well, I mean,
don't be ashamed.
That's what's happening. They think that more and more people are saying, are willing to say that they're not, they don't identify as religious, but there's still people in this area who, where we're at in the Bible Belt, there's a bunch of secret,
yes,
who would never, ever say, I'm an atheist.
You know,
if they list a list of your religious denominations and they put atheist down there, they will never check atheist. They'll check Christian every single time because that's what they were born.
Yeah.
And they're afraid to admit it.
You know what I do? When I go downtown in Pensacola sometimes, you know, these lunatic evangelicals with megaphones and shit.
Does that happen downtown?
Absolutely.
Really?
Handing out bullshit. They stand across from Seville and yell at people going into that bar. And I
Hub Stacey's?
No. Seville. Seville
Square. Oh, okay.
Yeah. No. The bar that's called the Seville, all the Seville bars, whatever. They're across the street.
Seville Square.
Yeah. And all these fucking evangelical loons sit there and they yell at you.
Seville. Yeah. Quarter.
Yeah. It's the
Seville
bar.
Square is the park. Seville Quarter is the group of bars here.
Right. I'm sorry. I've heard people refer to it as Seville. And I don't, you know, these evangelicals that yell at people, I feel about them that they don't really deserve, you know, decorum because fuck them. They're yelling.
Well, and
I will go up to them. If they try to hand me a thing, I say, I'm an atheist. Leave me the fuck alone.
Do they have amplification devices?
Sometimes. Oh, absolutely.
See, I hope people call the popo on that.
Yeah. For what? What? Don't ever call the police. Are you kidding? To do what?
Well, if you're black, certainly don't.
Dude, the cops are going to roll up. They'll start arresting those guys and pulling people over.
There have been various reports showing marked increase in non-believers, including atheists, agnostics, and others who don't identify with the religion, and people who say religion is not important to them.
Yes. Well,
the between 2007 and 2014.
Yes.
The portion of Americans who do not believe in a God grew over 10%.
Hey, we're getting somewhere.
But a recent study from the University of Kentucky.
Fuck you.
They think the number of atheists in the United States exceeds 20%.
Yes.
With decent probability, they believe.
Quit taking their shit. We don't have to.
Which is more than double the conclusion of the most recent Pew Research Center poll, which said approximately 10% of Americans say they don't believe in a God.
God.
Only 3% of Americans, according to Pew, identify as atheist.
Oh. Okay.
But they changed the way the questions were asked in this study to try to remove the inherent cultural bias
against atheist
they asked them to answer a bunch of true or false questions just random.
Right.
I like dogs. I'm a vegetarian, things like that. And then somewhere in there, they slipped, I do not believe in God.
Right.
Or something. It's just like
right.
mundane, factual things.
People
and
don't.
People were more likely when, because most of these, like the Pew Research Center.
Yes.
Again, well, like I said earlier, lists Christian, Buddhist.
Right.
Jewish. Evangelical, whatever, yes. However, denomination, and then maybe at the bottom, atheist.
Yeah, yeah.
Or none. And people will not, they're afraid to check those. But in this study, they rigged it so that it took away that
stigma.
That stigma, kind of. And wow. they think that there's at least about 20% of us.
It's a wild stigma, man. It's so interesting to me that, I don't know if it's interesting, it's infuriating that I'm crazy, or the stigma's on me because I'm not fascinated with something in the sky that just isn't fucking there. Why am I nuts?
Well, and the fact that we're being legislated.
Oh, my God.
To their dogma.
There's a public park with a giant cross the size of a whale's dick in Pensacola.
Bigger.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean,
if there's an 80-foot whale's dick up there, we got some scary motherfucking whales.
I'm not a marine biologist.
Elsewhere in the news.
Yes.
Ralph Nader, you remember him?
Oh, absolutely. Seatbelts.
Some people think he gave us George Bush.
Well.
Running a third party campaign during the 2000 election. Others of us blame the candidate.
Right.
Probably a combination, a little bit of the two. But Al Gore.
Neo-libs, right?
Was a boring
fucking... Yeah, these neo-libs.
Well, and look who he picked as his running mate.
A fucking independent.
A faux Democrat.
It's crazy.
There's a, I think it's over at Common Dreams. There's a, I guess an op-ed piece written by Ralph Nader.
Oh, wow.
And the headline says, Donald Trump is the most impeachable president in American history.
Yeah, man. What the fuck are we waiting on, Congress? Let's go.
He opens up, Donald Trump is the most impeachable president in American history. Many Democrats, however, are running away from the word impeachment for tactical political reasons. Some Democrats say they have a sworn duty under the Constitution to present articles of impeachment for a vote in the House of Representatives, regardless of the refusal by the Republican-controlled Senate to hold a trial.
That's crazy. They're running away from that word the same way they ran away from calling him a liar and a racist and a fucking fascist. Say impeach. What's wrong with that?
Which should have been done from the moment he came down the fucking escalator.
Absolutely.
And said they're sending rapists. They don't send their best.
Yeah. I mean, my God, this guy is such a fucking racist asshole. Hillary Clinton will say, oh, basket of deplorables. People lose their fucking mind. Yeah. They're like, oh, maybe she went too far.
And lowball it.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, basket.
And she said half of them are the basket of deplorables.
These people that voted for Trump. I mean, my God.
So he says, I'll bet he's never even read our Constitution. He says out loud that whatever Congress does on impeachment, the Supreme Court will rescue him. Donald, when it comes to congressional impeachment and conviction, the decision by Congress is final.
Yeah. Congress is the people, dickbag.
SCOTUS cannot step in.
He didn't know that.
He tweeted it.
Yeah.
He says, the House Democrats can strengthen their case with the American people by connecting impeachable offenses with actions that endanger the lives, health, and economic well-being of adults and children. For starters,
yes,
Trump and his henchmen have brazenly, openly, and defiantly refused to faithfully execute the laws of the land as required in Article 2, Section 3 of the Constitution.
Right.
By blah, 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 blah. By enforcing the law, not enforcing the law, he has opened the floodgates for deadly emissions from various industries that are getting into the lungs of millions of Americans.
Shit.
By allowing more pollution into water, air, food, and workplaces of the American people, by immobilizing, if not firing, the federal cops on the corporate crime beat, pulling back on existing enforcement, eliminating critical safeguards on the books, cutting enforcement budgets. He has jeopardized the health of millions of Americans.
Well, the guy's trying to gut our country and privatize everything.
Yeah. Nader continues, this is a gift to the lethal coal industry, the reckless drug industry, the chemical pesticide companies, the oil, gas, and nuclear industries, and all those extractive companies licking their chops to plunder more of our beautiful public lands, yeah, such as the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge and our national forests.
They're relaxing oil mining regulations, right, or restrictions.
I would read this whole thing, but it's you know, it goes on a little bit. Yeah. But he says in this part, physicians have pleaded with the Trumpsters to protect the vulnerable infants and children from toxins and microparticulates in the air and water. Hell no, cry his craven gangsters who were chosen to run our health and safety agencies precisely because they want to run them into the ground.
They
want to
get rid of them, like Nancy Betsy DeVos.
And Scott fucking Pruitt.
Yeah.
And that new guy who's creepier because he's stealthier.
Oh, yeah.
The new EPA dude.
Damn, I don't remember his fucking name. See?
But the shit they're doing is horrific. The stuff they're rolling back, air quality, water quality. We don't need those regulations.
It's crazy. That's why the money in politics fucks everything up, because I don't give a fuck what your political ideology is. Everybody breathes, everybody drinks water. Pretty much. No. Everybody does that shit.
So he goes on and on and on. He says, Trump himself has said he will be secure as long as the police and military are with him.
Shit.
Get ready for a fast approaching major constitutional crisis with Congress and adherence of the rule of law. Our lying, lawless president is about to face the laws of the land backed by our Constitution. It is time for Republicans to start looking at themselves in the mirror of history. It is time for all Americans to challenge their elected officials to stand tall and uphold the rule of law. Safeguarding our democracy requires nothing less.
Yeah. I mean, that, you know,
he thinks, I believe he needs to be impeached yesterday. They should be impeaching him right now.
I mean, you know, that's our hope, right? Yeah. He gets impeached and then he leaves.
As the laws start catching up with Trump, he will resort to raucous mass rallies, where he will warn of violence in the streets, as he did during his campaign in 2016 when discussing his potential loss.
Right. He said about Hillary Clinton, you 2A people know what to do?
Something like that. Yeah. He will start military actions, which explains why he had to pressure former generals Madison Kelly to resign from the Department of Defense and White House. Trump doesn't like generals who advocate restraint.
The idea that this Trump is going to be removed, he's just going to go when he's impeached. He's going to, I don't know.
I still don't think the military is behind him, but in that capacity.
Right.
Like, I don't think the tanks are going to surround the White House to protect him.
Yeah, but, he's going to have to be drug out of there.
Oh, sure. Maybe. There's still that part of me that believes he hates this. And wishes he had never fucking done this in the first place.
But
wishes he was back playing golf and just screwing contractors out of money and being a slumlord and whatever the hell he was doing. And I think he's really upset with himself that he did this. And if there's a way for him to get out of this without being indicted, I think he would take it.
But still, like, what about the Southern District of New York?
Right,
are they
going
to stand down? Because he knows that's there.
No, in fact, the new AG there is, she's gunning for him.
Yeah.
Big time. They just opened a couple of new investigations.
See, I think, and this is going to sound nuts, he's going to start some fucked up military thing with, I don't know, somewhere, and then say, hey, I can't leave the White House, military emergency, or some bullshit like that.
I mean, it's kind of, I mean, I guess you could extend the metaphor, but he's doing a little slow motion Reichstag fire with the immigration crisis.
Yeah, the crisis at the border?
That doesn't exist, or that he kind of created.
Yeah,
there is a logistical issue right now. There are a lot of people coming right now, and there's a logistical issue, and what they need is more judges and better infrastructure to allow these refugees into our country and into the system.
They need a government that can do something.
And Trump said, we need less judges. Remember? He said that. We need less of these judges.
Man. Listen, everybody underestimated this motherfucker in 2016. Don't do it again. He's nuts.
And then a day or two ago or something like that, he basically said, you know, now we got all these people coming with families. They've never come with this many family before. Before, when they were separating them, that was keeping them from coming.
So he's justifying that.
He's wistful for ripping families apart.
Well, he's creating a bullshit narrative to keep that going, right? To justify it. To justify the horrors of it.
Yeah.
I'm sure the fucking Nazis had all their propaganda to justify their fucking camps.
Oh, for the Jews. Oh, yeah. And Hitler
Trump's
worked on
got
that
the same shit.
Hitler worked on that for years.
Yeah.
So, you know, maybe whether it's going to be an actual, I mean, how tinfoil hat do you want to get? We've talked about, you know, how in is he with Putin? Putin, we know, created a false terror attack in Chechnya.
Yeah.
In order to gin up his approval rating before an election. Because then he went in and beat the shit out of the terrorists.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He came back and his approval rating went up to like 70. And then they found out later that his cronies had somehow ordered the terrorist attack in the first, had done it, had hired contractors or something.
Just think about all the crazy events in history and all the crazy shit that's going on now. Like, we all in these camps at the fucking borders. We don't know what's going on with this immigration crisis at our borders. We really don't, you know?
Right. And then they start preventing, like, they remember they wouldn't let like a senator go down there and wouldn't let him into a facility, and they certainly wouldn't let journalists anywhere near these facilities.
I don't think it's crazy that our government or Trump or somebody would fake some kind of bullshit to keep him in office to drive up his approval rating before the election. That's not crazy.
So it is Faithless Friday, everybody.
Yay.
We got a little bit left here on the big show. We do this every goddamn weekday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern.
That's right, Pat.
I've got, this is fun.
Yes.
Oh, well, let's do this one first, and then we'll get to the funner stuff, funnier stuff. Good news.
Yeah.
I believe.
Okay.
Here at Floridia.
Right.
Off of, I don't know where Villano Beach is. V-I-L-A-N-O.
I know not.
Villano Beach.
Right. It's near the water.
St. John's County.
Hey.
That doesn't help me. Villano Beach has, it's near St. Augustine.
Okay. Oh, it's on the other side, on the Atlantic side.
On the Atlantic side, then. Near Jacksonville.
Hey.
So it's up there.
Right.
Between Daytona Beach and Jacksonville. Villano Beach, two teens.
Yes.
Tyler Smith and Heather Brown, both 17, decided to go swimming for senior skip day.
Oh, shit, man.
But a strong current sucked them out 2 miles.
Wow, offshore, 2 miles. Because you're not supposed to fight those things. You're supposed to go with it.
Rip currents and then swim at a 90-degree angle.
Oh, my God. 2 miles.
You should actually start swimming at the 90-degree angle as you're being
sucked,
swept out. You don't
right.
go with it. You,
yeah.
Because you may swim sideways out of it.
Right.
They were floating for a couple of hours.
Jesus.
But then they were finally rescued.
Yes.
They were yelling, calling for help.
Right.
There was crew members on a boat sailing from South Florida to New Jersey heard them headed toward the voices. But what makes them make the Faithless Friday story?
Okay. Sharks.
One of them said, "While I was laying on my back, the best I could do floating, I just called up God. Please don't let this be the end. I want to see my family. Send someone to save us."
Oh, my God. This guy's a better Christian than I would have been. I would have been like, "Hey, God, what's with this fucking rip current, motherfucker?"
So they were praying.
Yes.
You make a point to the same Lord that just let them get sucked out 2 miles by a rip current.
Yeah, fuck you.
But we'll leave that detail to the mysterious way.
Right. Oh, yes.
And they knew that their prayer was answered, Ryan.
Yes.
Because the name of the boat that rescued them is called the Amen. The first words that came out of my mouth were, "God is real," she said. The 17-year-old Heather Brown said.
What the fuck? Why didn't God tell you to swim sideways?
I just don't get it. It's like the prayer closet in Alabama. I don't think we did the story in the show. This was an offline combo, wasn't
crab
it?
Crab diving, offline covers.
Then I saw a story after the horrible tornadoes up in Alabama.
Yes.
Our neighbors here.
Right.
To the north and west. We're surrounded by Alabama.
Fuck you.
That there was a story of, it was literally a neighborhood where every house was down, just like a chimney here.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Maybe a staircase there. Left. Horrible devastation. And a family was like, I was on there with the lot or the cement base that used to be their house.
Yes.
And standing there is like the remnants of a closet.
Right.
And the owner of the house was saying, "That was my grandmother's prayer closet.
Damn.
That's why the Lord spared it."
Shit.
I was like, thanks, God. You spared the empty fucking closet, took down the house and the rest of the neighborhood.
Was she interviewed by Wolf Blitzer?
Oh, yeah. Google that, everyone. Google Wolf Blitzer and atheist.
God damn Wolf Blitzer, you motherfucker.
I also have, okay, we got plenty of time here. This is a horrible story.
Yes.
Also, I don't know, is this irony? This is Boy Scouts.
Okay.
And it's a horrible story, and there should be some anger going on.
Right.
A 16-year-old boy has died.
Oh, my God.
While hiking with his Boy Scout group.
Okay.
They ran out of water.
Where were they hiking?
In Arizona.
Right.
Pikachu Peak.
Pikachu.
Almost looks like Pikachu.
Pikachu.
Pikachu Peak between Phoenix and Tucson.
Were they hiking for Pokemon?
They had water when they started out, but by the time they got to the top, they'd run out.
Yes.
You think Boy Scouts, isn't that?
They have water.
Isn't that part of your thing that you should
hydrate and
be well supplied and know what's going on?
And they know a fuck ton about knots.
On the hike down, the teen suffered extreme dehydration.
And he died?
Yeah.
God damn.
They tried to resuscitate him, but were unsuccessful. They pronounced him dead at the scene.
Oh, shit, man. Yeah, have enough water.
Yeah, I mean, Boy Scouts.
And also, you know, I don't know the adults in charge of this, but make sure a child who is a 16-year-old's a kid, make sure that person has water if you're supervising them on a fucking hike. I don't know.
Oh, my God. I just saw another headline. this guy who
Samatasa, baby.
Kenneth Copeland.
Hell yeah, Samatasa. You Samatasa?
Shameless prosperity gospel preacher. He's the one who told his congregation that the Lord wanted him to get a second private jet.
Oh, do you Hunamuna Mani May?
Second private jet.
Oh, a second one. Wow.
He was among the religious right leaders who had dinner with Trump at the White House.
Oh, okay.
On the eve of National Prayer Day.
It's the Christaban, baby.
This is who's in the White House.
Hunamuna Mani May's in the White House, along with Jim Baker.
Just blatant frauds. I mean,
oh, yeah.
Unabashed.
It's sad.
Boy Scouts, I mean, that would be something one would think they should know.
You should have prayed for it.
My favorite story that I saw today.
Yes.
It's always great when asshole scumbags shank each other.
Ooh. Mutual shanking.
This is a few days ago.
Boo.
I'm going to say the answer to the question you're going to ask already.
Right, right. Oh, it God. Is,
well, the jury's out. We don't know yet.
Okay.
Pat Robertson.
Oh, dead or alive? We don't know.
I've already answered that question.
Oh, my God.
No, he's alive.
Oh, okay.
I'm just saying that's the question we ask every time we bring him up.
Right, right.
He a few days ago said, do I have a clip? Oh, I do have a clip.
Oh, wow. Very nice.
Here's a clip from Ask Pat. This is not Terry Musin.
Ah, what the fuck?
I don't know who this is. But this is,
I'm team Terry Musin. I don't know about you. Terry.
This is an Ask Pat segment that is causing some controversy.
Sheila says, Pat, I learned in church that the time of creation was 6,000 years ago. How does that work compared to science saying dinosaurs are thousands or millions of years old?
Well, it doesn't work, dipshit. It doesn't work, you fucking
prediction?
Moron. Science is, you got to believe in the Lord, trust the Bible. The science shit's garbage. Please.
No.
Pat
is not a young earth creationist. I didn't know that.
Hey, Pat, so you're a buffet-style Christian.
Oh, hates homosexuals, yes. Of course.
This makes it worse. This makes it worse that he can say, I'll support climate science, but not gay people. That's worse.
Here's his answer.
One of the reasons that I have added a course in what's called cosmology to the curriculum at the Regent School of Divinity.
The school?
He runs a college.
He runs
a college. So does Jerry.
He's a megalomaniac,
Falwell,
right?
Jr. and his pool boy.
What? Yeah. Oh, yeah. What happened with the pool boy that got
haven't heard anything
millions of
that.
Dollars from Jerry Falwell? Junior.
So he added a class called cosmology. The reason I added a course called cosmology to the curriculum at Regent School of Divinity.
Right.
The reason he added cosmology.
Okay.
I went back too far. Fuck.
Old. One of the reasons that I have added a course in what's called cosmology to the curriculum at Regent School of Divinity is that I wanted to counter this business. There was a Bishop Usher who added up all the years the Bible speaks about between Adam and Eve and us, and he added up 6,000 years. Well, the truth is that, you know, the dinosaurs were extinct maybe 200 or 150, excuse me, I'll get it right, about 50 billion years ago. And
million. Not billion. 50. There was no universe 50 billion years ago.
God, you know.
This planet has got a lot, much longer than that. And there's a course that they were trying to hustle around called creation science that was just nonsense.
Oh my God.
And it was
God.
So embarrassing. So we wanted to make sure we told the truth.
It's embarrassing, he says.
Well, hey, Pat, I agree with you there. That it is embarrassing that people believe in creationism. You know what's also embarrassing? The people listen to you.
Well,
and believe in your bullshit.
And he also needs to take his own cosmology course because it's 65 million years. 65 million is when the dinosaurs went extinct, not 50
yes.
billion.
With here's where I will not suffer. These evangelicals, I mean, for years and for years to come, they will pummel our government and push their anti-science bullshit. They're going to want their anti-science bullshit taught in schools. And they're just going to evolve? Like everything's right. okay? Suck my cock.
You know, this universe that we live in is at least 14 billion years old. And there's no question about it. And we have tremendous geological records and all the rest of it. And that 6,000-year stuff just doesn't compute. But we as Christians need to know the truth. And when you know the truth, you stand in awe of the God who created everything. And that's his name. You know, his name is He Who Caused Everything to Be.
Fuck
and
you.
He brought it all into being. You look at the vast solar system. And the-
all right. So anyway.
Now, you know what, Pat?
We get it. We get it. We get it.
Yeah. No kudos for Pat. None.
So Pat, kind of like the Catholics, because that's what I was taught in Catholic school. 12 years of Catholic school, was that the evolution is true.
Yeah, yeah.
The Big Bang is right. the current theory
right.
as to how this
but
universe
God created
started.
It.
Oh, sure. Yeah, yeah.
Well,
but
that's as much as a lie as the Earth is 6,000 years old.
Well, no. We can prove the Earth is not 6,000 years old. We can't prove God didn't cause the Big Bang.
But there's no God.
Well, right. Prove he didn't cause the Big Bang.
I don't know. I just don't believe in it.
But I mean, logically,
bullshit
from a
up
logical
in the sky.
Standpoint, you can't really
yeah,
prove
yeah.
the non-existence of anything.
Right.
Well. But the we can prove that the Earth is not six fucking thousand
right, right.
years old. So those statements.
Yes.
Have put a little, one of those little, stickers from one of those horrible little plants right on the ball hairs.
A sand spur.
Right on the ball hairs of some of the other people we play clips from here on the Crab
Diving. I love it.
Most notably,
infighting. This is great.
Ken Ham.
Oh, Ken.
Who makes his whole vibe off of the fraud that the Earth is 6,000 years old.
Ken is
the poobah of
yes.
Answers in Genesis, which owns the Creation Museum. Let's put that in air quotes.
Oh, yes.
The giant fake
right.
ark.
And I just want to remind everybody that Ken Ham had his ass handed to him by Bill Nye the Science Guy. So there's that.
Ken Ham tweeted.
Yes.
Or this is a Facebook post.
Right.
So Pat, magazine, he's tweeting a story that says Pat Robertson says young earth creationism is embarrassing nonsense.
Yes.
Ken Ham says, well,
oh my God,
Pat Robertson of the 700 Club, we at Answers in Genesis and the Creation Museum don't quote limit God to 6,000 years. We limit ourselves to let God tell us what he means in his word.
Oh, my God.
We don't tell God what he means. And you need. Oh, wait, he's Australian. You need
right,
to stop
right.
telling God what you claim he means.
Oh, my God. Everyone shove your God shit up your fucking asshole.
And then
something.
He says God. Equivalent, the Christian equivalent of I'm rubber, you're glue.
Yes.
Quote, it's not those of us who take God at his word who are embarrassing. It's the other way around.
What does that mean?
We're not embarrassing. You are.
Oh, I see. I see.
You people who don't believe it's only 6,000 years old.
Well, listen, I will say to this about Pat Robertson and Ken Ham, both of you guys, embarrassing.
Yes.
Wow.
That's it. He goes on to talk about his stupid magazine.
What is Pat Robertson's deal? Is he trying to save the reputation of evangelicals to make them not sound like a bunch of science deniers? And I mean, I'm sure he still wants to restrict women's reproductive freedom, right? And healthcare and shit like that.
We gotta get going here real quick. I gotta play this. Also angry, Rick Wiles.
Oh, okay.
He cleared up that he's an apostate. That's what he cleared up. And when you say apostate, that's a strong word, Rick. It is. He just denied the first chapter of the Bible. I mean, let's be honest.
Which part? What about when, explain Lilith to us.
Lilith?
Adam's first wife.
That was Lilith. Eve.
And explain where Cain and Abel found wives.
Yeah, yeah. Well.
And explain to us the land of Nod.
Somebody popped out of a acorn.
And explain to us Genesis, that first part of Genesis.
Yes.
The two different contradictions where one part says God, I forget, created something first and then the earth.
Yes.
And then there's another part that says he created something else.
Right, right.
You know, it's just, it contradicts itself.
Listen, ask Phil Collins.
Pat Robertson just denied the first chapter of the Holy Bible. He doesn't believe Genesis 1. He doesn't believe it.
You're absolutely right.
I mean, what else do you say? The real embarrassment is Pat Robertson. He's the embarrassment. The only fossil in this story is Pat Robertson. A relic of the past.
Young Earth creationism wasn't invented. I hate saying this. Pat Robertson's right. That bishop.
Yes.
It was the first person, even in the Middle Ages, even in the 1800s, 1700s,
right,
1600s, they were not taught that it was literally true. Only when somebody decided 6,000 years is, they decided that this was the amount of time.
But why now? Why is Pat Robertson choosing now?
I think he's
to school people on science.
He said this before.
Yeah.
I think he's always been anti-young earth creation.
Yeah.
But he specifically said it's this time he pissed them off because he said it's like embarrassing.
It is.
It's embarrassing.
Yes.
Like Pat Robertson doesn't have other shit to be embarrassed
about.
Yeah,
Pat Robertson, you are totally embarrassing.
We got to get the fuck out of here really quick. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We'll be back next week, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 on the Eastern Tide Coast. Then we're on iTunes, Stitcher, crabdiving.com, and, you know, all over the fucking place.
Yay.
Ryan's going to be doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed at RadarComedy. His Instagram is RadarComedy, or go to his website for his schedule, RadarComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great weekend, y'all. Well, if the earth is still here and we don't get raptured, we'll be back on Monday.
Fuck Trump. Genital to genital. Oral to genital. Anal. Genital. Oral. Anal.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.